Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
This is Movers and Shakers, where we interview the upcoming generation of Make It Happen multifamily investors to share their story.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, mentor, and I'm joined by my co-host, Joshua Ryan Rusin, who gets up at 4:45 in the morning. Have no idea why he does that. I guess he's got to hit the gym. He's looking good. He's the community director, Jake and Gino. Josh, how you feeling this morning, bro?
Gino, doing well, man. And you got to win the day. You can start the day and I can control that time in the morning. Before anything else has started, it's those early wins that lead to confidence and that momentum rolls into the rest of the day. So I'm excited. Gino, what's going on in your world?
Well, I didn't wake up at 4:45. I woke up at 7, had a good night's sleep, got ready to go. And I'm excited about today's guest. Multifaceted. We got the honeybee here. I'm holding up the honeybee. Anybody wants a copy? Hit me up, Gino@JakeandGino.com, and I'll send you a PDF copy. Josh, let it rip, bro.
All right, today's guest is Mehdi Kachani. Mehdi has been a member of the Jake and Gino community since June 2020. He's the co-founder of JMK Property Investment and has over 20 years of experience in real estate, including acquisitions, construction, and commercial remodeling, brokerage, and property management. He lives each day with gratitude and focuses on delivering results and value to others. Without further ado, welcome to the show, Mehdi.
Hello, hello. Hi, Josh. Hello, Gino. Thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor.
We don't know where to start. Usually Josh says, so I'll start from the beginning. We had 20 years of stuff unpacking. Real simple. Why real estate for you?
Real estate, I truly believe that it's the right way to build generational wealth. I've looked at people that have done it in the past, friends of my father, and they've done very well. And so it's been inspiration from my early ages. And then eventually I read the book that everybody reads to get inspiration about real estate, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that kind of gave me even more energy to grow in that space.
So give us a background. Where did you go to college? When did you get into real estate? What are you doing right now, currently working? I know you're going to be transitioning to real estate full time, but just give us a background.
All right. So it started when I was actually around 18 years old. I had just moved to Canada and we decided to buy properties and I remodeled them and essentially appreciated in value. But that's how it started. And that was in 1999. And then at the same time, I wanted to have a strong corporate career. So I focused a lot on education. That's how our parents taught us to think about life and making a living. So when I was in Montreal, I had a bachelor's in electrical engineering, and then I got a master's in engineering at McGill, and then eventually I completed my education with a master's, an MBA actually at the Wharton School, and I've led a corporate career in medical devices, where I grew over the years, but my heart was in real estate at the same time.
Mehdi, if you look back at that, knowing what you know now, I know it's a hard question. Would you have changed? Would you have gotten all those degrees and all that education if you could have said, hey, I can go into multifamily today? Because I know it's a limiting belief. You had said something about limiting beliefs right before we got on camera. Was it a limiting belief for you to say, I can't do real estate? I've been taught all my entire life to go to college.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I've tried to get an answer to that question. I'm very close to my parents and I have regular conversations with them. And I tell them sometimes, look, I've been pretty successful in real estate. Did I need to get all these degrees to get there? And they challenge me. They tell me, you have the skills you have today and the discipline and all of that came from your education. So I don't like to discard that the education completely, the formal education. I think it shapes who you are over time. But at the same time, I think sometimes it's overrated. So you can reach probably financial freedom much faster if you were to focus on acquiring the right deals and refinancing them and building that snowball rather than counting on a W-2 Sometimes I think to myself, maybe I didn't need as many degrees and maybe I should have gone more full-time into real estate sooner.
And that's something that you can't change, and you are where you need to be to get to where you need to go. That's the bottom line. What I want to do is I want to talk about the multifaceted, get into all the different verticals you have, but what was the problems you were experiencing before joining Jake and Gino?
I mean, speed, I think, is a big one. I believe in proximity. I believe that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I've been self-educating myself for the longest time. It works, but it just takes a lot longer. And to be part of a community where people literally think about this early in the morning, throughout the day, and when they go to bed, and they inspire you to get better. I like to surround myself with people that are ahead of me and figure out how I can accelerate my journey. And I think that's one key benefit to have a community. And honestly, I'm not saying this lightly or just like that, but you, Gino, I love that I'm doing this podcast with Josh, because Josh is an amazing resource. Josh is someone that I've asked for so many things and he never says no. But you have done the culture of the community, and that come from you guys, is exceptional. People really and genuinely want to help. There are several people that I want to thank. Obviously, you, Gino, Josh, I just mentioned, Darren, Marco, your brother, Bill Ham, Chris Jackson. You have the right people, and it's a community that wants to give you and bring you forward with them.
Well, Josh is getting up at 4:45 in the morning thinking about real estate. So could you imagine? No one beats that. So, and the funny thing is, Mehdi, if you remember about a month and a half or 2 months ago, we were sitting on the grassy knoll in Omaha on the Money Mixer. And how amazing is an event like that, where you go out, you do you do it one day. Our coach, Colin Schwartz, holds it. He's got about 1,000 units in Omaha. And just out there networking, everybody out there, it's education. We all need to get educated. But education, you have to learn how to implement that education. And sometimes, like Mehdi said, you need speed. And sometimes those resources, and sometimes being able to raise the capital, and sometimes just being able to see how Colin runs his deals and how his culture on his company is, and you can start stealing. You know, Josh calls it the R&D, rip off and duplicate, and being able to do that and to see people who are out there doing it. Just talk about that Money Mix a little bit, because I had a great time. We were having Chick-fil-A. We were sitting, actually, no, it wasn't Chick-fil-A. It was another lunch. We were sitting down having pickles over there on the grass. It was just a great day, wasn't it? Inspiring, motivating, and that stuff that we needed throughout COVID to be able to have that proximity and to be able to enjoy other people's companies and talk shop and talk real estate.
No, absolutely. And there's another benefit, is the fact that you can, in those events, you disconnect from your day to day. It's one thing to do things while you're working and are distracted with your daily activities. But it's another when you actually are in a new environment and you're surrounded by people that are thinking real estate, and you can look up to people that have done so much. So I highly recommend it. Obviously, I got the chance to discover Omaha and hang out in a very nice environment, and it's great education.
So let's talk about the deals. I mean, when you were joining, you had the property management, you had a couple of deals, and you are, well, first, let me ask you, limiting beliefs. What limiting beliefs did you have? Because you're in a tough market. You're in a very competitive market down in South Florida. Everyone's saying deals are overpriced. But you pulled through. Can you share some of those limiting beliefs with the listeners, and they can say, ah, I'm not the only one. There are other people out there who have these limiting beliefs.
Yeah. So the limiting beliefs is the size of the transactions. And I may still have that limiting belief. One thing that you learn quickly when you join the Jake and Gino community is that there is no limit. There are people that have joined it, and within 7 months, they've acquired properties that have 100 units, 150 units, 200 units in a very short time, and they're able to reach financial freedom. So to see that others have done it is extremely powerful. And what I would say, I just start somewhere. The key is to get started, and then it's a snowball effect. You take on the next one and the next one and the next one. I've had the chance, and I've doubled the size of each acquisition, and the last one I acquired was while I was in student. I bought a 26 unit property that pretty much granted me financial freedom at this point.
Mm-hmm. So what does financial freedom look like? Do you paint a picture for me?
Financial freedom for me, it's essentially being able to cover your expenses mm-hmm. through passive income. Mm-hmm. We have two types of incomes. The income that you get from your active job or something that you spend time on, and there's mm-hmm. passive income from rentals or other. So right now, my rental income is big enough that mm-hmm. it covers mm-hmm. my expenses. And this way, I can free myself from a W-2 job. And then that allocation of time into real estate investing mm-hmm. gives you the focus, helps you accelerate that journey. And then you can move even faster. But hitting that milestone, which to me is a dream come true.
Exactly. You're giving me the logical one. Give me the emotional one. I the changed my life. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you. Emotional one is my wife is my family. I'm very, mm-hmm. very close to my kids. I have a 1-year-old, a 4-year-old. I love spending time with them. They mm-hmm. they give me so much joy. So the job I'm transitioning out of mm-hmm. takes so much of my time. And mm-hmm. having the possibility to organize myself with my own schedule, probably work just as hard, but be able to focus on my kids and give them my time, mm-hmm. that's priceless. Mm-hmm. And financial freedom, that's that. You become an owner of your time. Mm-hmm. If you're in a W-2, someone else owns your time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was able to free myself of. And mm-hmm. and quality time with family is a big driver for me. Mm-hmm.
So, Mehdi, let's go into the different businesses that you have, because you do have construction, you do have the property management, you have the investment arm, you're probably syndicating deals. Where did you start? When you first started doing deals, how would you advise a person listening to this who's never done a deal before? Where should they start?
Okay, that's a very good question. I think to start, you can work on a deal of any size. That's mm-hmm. number one. You don't have to go straight to a big deal, although that is possible, especially if you're part of a community like Jake and Gino, where you have the education, etc. But mm-hmm. I think the key is to start. Mm-hmm. Any deal, any size. It has to be the right deal, obviously. And the other thing is to work on your income and your expenses. You mm-hmm. need to have something left in your income that you can dedicate, you can reinvest, and, yes. and you can work on two things. Either you're going to generate incremental income, whether it's through W-2 or other activities, or you're going to manage your expenses. Mm-hmm. And that income, and that's why I love that book you have behind you, the Honeybee, so mm-hmm. much, because you need to work on multiple revenue streams, and you need to work on finding whether you have capacity, whether in the house you own, or to generate that income that essentially you're going to make work for yourself through investing. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you my own experience before I met my wife and got married and stuff was to invest in condos in Miami Beach, mm-hmm. where I live. And then my own condo, actually, I would rent it through Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And I was able to generate substantial income on top of my salary, which was mm-hmm. Good as well. And that income was, I didn't touch it. That income went straight into investing into new properties. And then mm-hmm. what happens is you always want to buy at a discount or find the right deal. And then mm-hmm. you buy that one property and then you refinance it if you buy it at the right price. You get some of your equity back and then you buy something bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And then eventually what you see is that your capacity to purchase increases over time because mm-hmm. you have these investments themselves that are generating rental income on top of what you had put aside mm-hmm. originally. And then it's snowball. It's a bigger and bigger capacity to purchase. And this way you can buy bigger deals and eventually get to your freedom.
So let me ask you, what's your favorite part of the business? What do you like the most? Do you like going deals? Do you like refinancing? Do you like construction? Do you like the property management side?
I would say, honestly, in one word, my favorite part of real estate is people. And people at different levels. I love the people that are that I learn from, but I also love the fact that by investing in real estate and creating providing housing to your tenants, that's something that adds value to their lives. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's great about real estate that's very unique is the fact that it's something that's tangible. You can see. Yes. Like sometimes I drive with my kid and tell him, look, this is this is our investment property, and that's also very unique. The last point I would mention is the two points actually, control. The fact that it's an asset that is in your own hands, mm-hmm. and contrarily to stock that you may buy, it's something that you can make better with your own work. Mm-hmm. The last point that I would mention is the leverage, right? So you don't have to put the full price of the asset mm-hmm. in the transaction. You put a portion of it, but the appreciation is over the entire property value. Yes. And that helps you get more leverage and mm-hmm. increase your income, your gains.
Mm-hmm. So when you told people you were going to leave your W-2 job, what was the reaction from friends, family? Do they think you're nuts?
People think I'm nuts by default. because we didn't cover it at the beginning, but I have a W-2 and I have transitioning out. The W-2, four businesses, two kids at an early age. So, and with the kids comes the responsibility, right? So I need to provide for my family, make sure I have expenses that are there, mm-hmm. school, etc., housing. So it is, but it's the fruit of over many years of work. Mm-hmm. So people think they're surprised by the achievements over mm-hmm. the years, but they also appreciate that I've been someone who's consistent with delivering on the objectives that I set.
Mm-hmm. So what does it feel like building your dream right now? Getting up every day thinking about real estate.
I almost want to pinch myself every day, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels. And we can talk about the vision board, but last 2020, I sat with my wife. She was pregnant with our second son, and everything was closed at the time because of the pandemic. And we sat down and we built a vision board. And when we did that, it essentially, it's something we put aside, but we look at it from time to time. But 2021, our vision board was for 2024. Mm-hmm. But somehow, three of the biggest elements of that vision board happened in 2021. And we're very grateful for it. And
I have to step in for a second. It didn't happen in 2021 because he wasn't doing anything in 2019 or 2018. He's been preparing for the last 3 to 4 years. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. And the pandemic, a lot of people blame the pandemic, and rightly so. A lot of us took hits during the pandemic, but a lot of people weathered the storm and were able to progress and do very well. Like Medi's done three objectives. We've pulled through a lot of objectives. We had 900 people almost at MM4. That didn't happen because all of a sudden we woke up, we got lucky. It's really a lot of hard work. It's working on your discipline, the proximity that comes with being surrounded with great people and amazing people who are constantly pushing you. He has different businesses, so he has different leaders at different businesses, and he's motivated. He's inspired every day to work on it and being busy, having two kids, having the four businesses, having the W-2 job. All of those, I think, are really excellent for people because sometimes when you're really busy, you just continue to produce. If you're sitting around all by yourself and you're thinking about these limiting beliefs, that can really hold you back. So don't be afraid of the hard work. The hard work is what you need to put into this. And then I like Medi said, you know, sometimes you need to work hard in the beginning, but then start working smart. All of a sudden, you know, not how can I do it, but who can help me? That's what I think the honeybee really discusses. And that's what I think, you know, Medi's story talks about is as far as he's building these different verticals, how do I do it? Last question before we go to the short answers. Where do you see yourself in 2024? What happened to that vision board? I know you probably erased it and you put more goals on there.
So I definitely need to refresh it because things have happened much faster than I thought. Mm-hmm. I'll be focusing primarily on investing. Mm-hmm. That's what I am passionate about, and that's where, like you said, I want to work smart. Mm-hmm. I've looked at all the areas I could allocate my time to, and investing in large acquisitions is where I think I'll get the best value from mm-hmm. for my time. But I'll continue driving the other businesses and growing them. We have a target in terms of the number of units we want to have acquired mm-hmm. by 2024. I'm also counting on growing the businesses. So it's a mix of real estate acquisitions and then growing the existing businesses.
That's awesome. Love that. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Gino, I know a lot of our listeners are wanting to take their multifamily investing business to the next level. I know that you've been hard at work helping Jake and Gino students do just that using our framework. Can you explain to the listeners how they can get our help?
Guys, we've been hard at work growing our community of like-minded investors, and the results of our members has been nothing short of incredible. We're looking to grow this amazing group. What we're looking for is those who want to follow our proprietary framework that we've created. Buy right, manage right, and finance right. Leverage our connections, education, and mentorship as ways to take your business to the next level.
So if you're interested in finding out more about how you can become a part of our amazing community, apply to work with us at jakeandgino.com/apply.
All right, Mehdi. So you're a man who's had a lot of success in a lot of different industries. You went to Wharton, one of the most prestigious business schools. You crush it in your career and also as an entrepreneur. What would you say is one thing that has been key to having the amount of success that you've had in life?
Dreaming big and knowing what you want. I think it's very difficult to achieve anything if you don't know what you want. So that's number one. And since I was actually a kid, I when they would ask me, what do you want to do when you grow up? I used to answer, I want to be a businessman. Mm-hmm. And the life that I have today is, I think, pretty much what I've been aspiring to my entire life. And the other thing I would mention is I've never done something or gotten into an endeavor without knowing what I wanted to do two steps ahead. Mm-hmm. So that anticipation and planning and commitment mm-hmm. is what gets you there eventually.
Love that. Proper preparation.
That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. All right, Mehdi, up to this point in your career or in your life in general, what is your proudest achievement and why?
Honestly, I don't know if you'd call it an achievement, but I would say my wife by far, because, I mean, choosing your partner, it's your life partner. She's my business partner. She's everything to me. And one of the reasons I'm able to accomplish all that is that we support each other. So that to me is what I'm most proud of, the family that we built together, our two boys. And then from a business standpoint, obviously the investment, some of the acquisitions we've made, the last one alone is generating enough income for us to be able to be financially free. So that's definitely a big achievement. Then,
love those, man. Shout out to Jessica.
She's amazing. Thank you.
All right, Mehdi, what about favorite book?
Oh, favorite book. So, I mean, I mentioned that one that I think is good for a mindset shift. Honestly, I read a lot. I read real estate books all the time and business books. And one that actually quite surprised me. And because I always read books with some skepticism, like you feel like you're going to read the same thing or mm-hmm. the one that actually quite surprised me is The Honeybee. And very honestly, Gino, because first of all, it's a story. It's extremely easy to read. And it focuses in probably one of the most important concepts out there, which is multiple revenue streams. Mm-hmm. The same way, if you think about a single family versus multifamily, if you have a single family home and you lose your tenant, you just lost 100% of your income. Mm-hmm. But if you have multifamily, you can lose a portion of your multifamily tenant and you're still okay because you essentially diversify. Mm-hmm. I think the same concept applies to multiple revenue streams. If you have multiple revenue streams, and I think with my wife right now, we have north of 10 revenue streams, it gives you safety mm-hmm. because you know that if anything goes wrong with some of them, you have the others to fall onto. Mm-hmm.
Well said. All right. So listen, there's a lot of takeaways in this episode. And honestly, a theme that stood out to me, and Mehdi, you did this very well. You lived off less than you made. And rather than buying liabilities, you bought assets and started putting that money to work for you. And then you got to a point now where you no longer have to trade time for money and your assets produce that for you. And then honestly, the kicker in this is education compresses that timeline and gets you there faster. So that's been an incredible theme that stood out to me. Gino, what do you have to add to that?
I think there's a lot of takeaways, Josh. I think it's education times action equals results. You can get educated all you want. You need to take action at one point, and it's scary. And if you can't do it yourself, I get it. Join a community. Go out there and find other like-minded individuals who will hold you accountable. I think the proximity, we say it a lot on this show. And, you know, when I was at MM4 and Luke Wren was out there and he was speaking on stage, you can see the proximity when all of a sudden you have all these people in the audience getting together, getting close, the energy, the excitement, the motivation, and the accountability. I mean, having that accountability is everything to an entrepreneur. I think also, Josh, something that really resonates is we cannot, as Jake likes to say, poo-poo hard work. There's a lot of hard work, right? You want to do the 4-hour work week. That's great. Not when you're starting, maybe 5 or 6 years into it. And that's great. And by the time you're 5 or 6 years into it, you love what you're doing. You don't want to work 4 hours anyway. You want to work even more because it's not work. All of a sudden it becomes your sole purpose and you truly enjoy it, but really preparing and saying to yourself, I am going to do this. The quote that I love that I've read in the last couple of days, it's our perception of who we are changes what we do. You know, Mehdi perceived himself as a business person. That's what he wanted to do growing up. So what has he done the last 10 or 15 years of his life? He's been working on business, working on his W-2 corporate world, but at the same time, paralleling that and working in the real estate industry. And the thing is, at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. And that's the way Mehdi views in real estate and multifamily real estate specifically. It's not just an investment. There's other ways to generate income from that investment, and implementing systems into that is what we teach at Jake and Gino. And that's what Mehdi has going on, whether it's his property management company, his construction company, they all work in a beautiful symbiotic relationship. And I know for some of the listeners out there, they're like, I don't even have a deal yet. Don't worry about it. We're just showing you the possibilities of putting in hard work and having that blueprint and actually using a vision board. Having that vision board, planning goals, and whatever you focus on in life will grow. That's the reality. And that's why when you're close to people who are aspiring to greater things, you have the energy and the inspiration to aspire with them or beside them. That's truly important. Anything else, Josh? What else you got?
No, Mehdi, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
All right. So you can contact me on my cell phone. I'll share it here. It's 305-607-6065. I'm always available. And part of what I do is contribute to others. So feel free to reach out. My email is mehdi@jmkpropertyinvestment.com, or you can go visit my website, jmkpropertyinvestment.com.
All right, Mehdi, listen, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on the show and sharing your movers and shakers story. And listen, if you like the show, please leave us a review. And until next time, make it a Movers and Shakers week. See you, everybody.
Thanks, Mehdi.
Bye.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.